Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. And it's snowing as I talk to you. It's snowing heavily and it's March, past March. We had balmy weather last week where everybody was outside and now everybody went back inside because it's snowing and it's snowing quite hard. And I heard the whole week is supposed to be like this. So much for spring, I guess, but it'll eventually get here. This is a podcast all about vinyl records, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that you are a vinyl collector. And I just a big shout out to all of you out there that are vinyl collectors that love music. You know, music is like medicine to me. I don't know about you. And it's been proven. I think it's been proven in many categories. People with anxiety, people with stress, people with depression. Music is the drug that picks them up. You know, my wife just today said to me, how come you're always listening to music? When I'm doing my work and sending out my orders, my vinyl orders, or if I'm doing listings, or if I'm doing order confirmations, I'm always listening to music. And I said to her, I said, it kind of soothes me. It kind of relaxes me. It makes me feel good. But especially vinyl records. I just don't know what it is, but vinyl records, it has that additional medicine, as I said before, that, you know, it gives me that nostalgic, that vintage, that flavor that I miss from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It just doesn't do it for me to put on YouTube or any other platform that, you know, is electronic. you can hear it, but you can't see it. You can't see the vinyl, you can't see the cover, you can't see the inside cover with the lyrics. It's all on the cloud, as I guess I should put it. And I don't like that. I'm sorry, I just don't get it. Doesn't turn me on. But when I put on that vinyl, it just sounds better to me, and it makes me feel good too, and it brings back memories for me, and I'm sure it brings back memories for you. So this podcast is all about vinyl records, collecting, trading, whatever you do. Maybe you have your own business like I do, and you want to sell vinyl and you want to ask me questions about that, you can reach me at any time at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. And if you look us up on Facebook, we are also on Facebook at Power Records and Music 1. Don't ask me what that one is for, but it's there. We are on Facebook as well, too, if you want to reach out there. Haven't been too active on Facebook. Probably should be, but, you know, I don't know. I just, the the platforms, the meta, you know, the Twitter, the Instagram, and all that, I just haven't begun that route yet. Maybe I will someday. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it, but I just find that I'm not into it right now. And, you know, my daughter, yes, because she, you know, she conducts her business on there a lot. And, you know, she's used to it. But me, myself, I, not really yet. So you can reach me on email right now. jlcarone@simpatico.ca. If you want to ask me any questions about vinyl records, absolutely. Hey, watch out for catalog and catalog numbers and reissues and originals when you are buying or selling vinyl records. The worst ones I've dealt with, and I say the worst, the difficult ones, not the worst ones, but the ones difficult, is when you sell Beatle records. There are so many type and versions of Beatle records out there. For instance, you know, from the Sgt. Pepper, there's a 2008 copy, there's a 2001 copy, there's a revised 1997, there is a 1970, and of course there's an original 1967. And there's different labels, there's purple labels, and there's Capitol rainbow labels, there's the yellow, there's the orange, and they're all over the place. And, you know, the reason why I mentioned this to you, if you are selling, some buyers insist on that version that they're asking for. For instance, if you're using Discogs to use them as use their images, for instance, if you're selling on your site or somebody else's site, and you want to use them as a stock photo, be careful, because they may not have the right version there when you're using that stock photo in your listings, whether you're selling on eBay or Etsy or wherever you're selling. So you got to understand there's about 4 or 5 different versions of vintage records. Very, very true on this. And as, for instance, Dark Side of the Moon has, you know, a 2008, a 2011, and a 1997. Of course, they have an original one as well, too. And the 2011 one, believe it or not, there is a 2011 one, is one of the most popular ones that people ask for. So be careful, because many times in the early days, before I was more onto it and more into understanding of catalog numbers and reissues and so on, I got a lot of people that asked for their record to be sent back because it wasn't the right label. So some people are picky with that. Why is that? Well, believe it or not, the 2011 one may be worth more than the 2008 one, or the 2008 one may be more worth more than the 2002 one. It may happen, because they may have an additional feature in the package which is appealing to the buyer. So you have to understand this when you are selling and even buying. If you're buying, you better make sure that they're sending you the right copy as well, too. You can always ask on that. Now, I also, on my Music Stack site, where I sell over 100,000 records there, I've added some comments in my descriptions. In the record is, you know, just fire me off an email before you place an order, just in case that version that I have on there, because as you know, Music Stack uses their you can use their own stock photos. When you type in the catalog number, it pops in there, but I ask my buyers to make sure they are sending me a note saying, I want to buy this, can you just double check that it's the right catalog version number? And I insist on this. Why? Because I've got tons and tons of records that I sell on there, and a lot of people buying there, and I want to make sure I just don't disappoint. You know, I just want to get it straight from the first time they buy a record off me. I want to get it right. So I make sure that they send me a message first before that. And you should do the same thing as well, too. Even if you don't make a comment on your listings, is just reach out to them saying, is this the one you want? You know, is it the right catalog number and right color label and so on? Right country of origin, very, very important too. Believe it or not, it probably will help you in the long run, because that customer will come back and it regards you as a trusted seller. So it's very, very important you do that, folks. But again, if you have any questions on that, just reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions for you as well, too. Hey, watch out for those record shows that are coming near you. In Ontario especially, I get notifications on these, and I'll let you know. They're all over the place in Ontario, usually on Saturdays or Sundays. And good chance to buy tons of records there. That's the best opportunity for you if you are a record collector, or you are selling records, or you just want to find that rare record. That is the place to go. So I'll make sure I inform you whenever that happens in Ontario, if for those of you that live in Ontario. So guys, that is my show for today. It's been a pleasure as always. Over and out, and keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now. Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic. And this podcast is all about vinyl records. I had a customer call me today and said, you know, my daughter is 18 years old and she wants the Hey Jude record, not the single, the album with all, you know, it was one of the first LPs with greatest hits on it, the Hey Jude. Nobody really knew it was, it didn't say greatest hits LP. It said, didn't say the best of the Beatles. It said, Hey Jude. You know, it's called Hey Jude, titled Hey Jude. Hey Jude's on there. But of course, all their other hits are on there. And that just started a whole lineup of Beatles best of, right? Remember, there was the ones where it was all number ones. There was Beatles love songs. There was so many types of Beatles collaborations that were put together and of course sold millions and millions over again. And then a lot of bands started following the same thing and introducing their best of, and the best of records are what sell today, folks. If you are selling online like I do and you sell records, the best of an artist really take off in sales. You can almost guarantee that will sell if it's a popular artist, because people love the convenience of listening to everything on one record, all their hits on one record. And that's what people thought 50 years ago, and that's what they still think now. They like that greatest hits LP of any band or the artists that are out there. So remember that when you are selling records online. So this person that reached out to me saying, you know, their son and daughter really are into vinyl records. And what a thing to hear. Now, you wouldn't think so, but it is a whole new generation of people that are listening to records. I was at the High Notes record store on the weekend because they had a 30 to 50% off sale. So if you're having a 30 to 50% off sale, you know I'm going to be there. So they expected me there. And of course I had a big haul of records, which I carried out of the store afterwards, but I did see a lot of young people in there, and I'm not younger than me, a lot younger than me, that are gobbling up vinyl records, and not just brand new hip-hop records. I'm talking about artists of the 50s and 60s and 70s, so it's a real cool thing to see, which is why I really started this podcast, because I saw a resurgence, you know, back in 2008 when I started my business, of vinyl records started selling bigger and bigger numbers. And in fact, last year, the record industry sold over $1 billion of vinyl records. And that's not counting the used records that you and I sell online. So, you know, it's quite a thing, folks. And keep tuning in when you can, because I will give you a little tips on what you can do to, if you want to be a collector, if a seller, a trader, this is the podcast to listen to. So remember last week I told you about beware of different copies and versions of records, and make sure you get it right when you are listing or when you are buying records. Well, wouldn't you know, it's the same situation with CDs. I didn't know this, folks, but some CD versions are much more expensive than other CDs. And you wouldn't, I don't understand why. The package is exactly the same. I'll give you an example. There was somebody on my Discog site, a customer I had from Poland, that wanted the Help LP on CD. And of course I had it listed there and I've sold it to them. But he was really curious when I sent him the confirmation of the sale, that he wanted a pictures of the CD. What's a CD? I mean, what? There's not a different label on it. It's a CD with a small little package in the compact disc holder. And so I sent him the pictures, and then he wanted to phone me to make sure it was me that I was. And I kind of started suspecting something. Well, what is this something, a CD that may be worth a lot of money? And of course, I looked it up on eBay, and it was a 1995 Canadian Help CD that was going for $135 on eBay. And I sold it for $6 to him. So I questioned him on this. I said, you know, is it because it's worth so much money? Is that why you really want to confirm everything on it? And he said, well, in my country, it's worth a lot of money because it's a Canadian copy and we can't get them here. And there are thousands in your area, so it's not worth much in your country, but in my country it is. So you know what? As a grain of salt, I sent him the CD, and because again, I take care of my customers, I'm not gonna hold back and not send it because it was worth a lot of money. He already made the sale, so I sent it to him anyways. But it just goes to show you, you know, how valuable a record or CD can be in another country, even though you think it's not worth much here. But somewhere else, it will be worth a lot of money because you can't get that those type of CDs or vinyl in their area, in their country. And it does happen. So just another thing to remind you of as well, too. Guys, I'm always here if you need any help in selling your collection, opening up a store, asking about vinyl records itself. You know, you and I, if you are selling vinyl online, we never stop. We are, you know, some people, they have the vinyl business and they're around, they have to be around 24 hours a day answering questions, packing records, listing records. You know, I said to my wife, eventually I'm going to be taking a break this year because last summer, I was pretty much going through the whole summer and selling records during the summer. And although I love it so much, I got to give myself some free time because I really don't have weekends. Because weekends is where my sales grow stronger. People are at home, sitting with a glass of wine, looking at listings on eBay and Amazon, on Discogs, and they're buying things from me. So that was my busiest time. So I really don't have much of a weekend. But you and I that sell and have businesses like this have to be available all the time to our customers. So it's good for me and good for you to take a break every now and again. That's what I'm going to be doing probably during the summer months. I will probably be refreshing my inventory, you know, cleaning it up, organizing it, and shutting down my stores for a bit. It's just like giving myself a little break. But I do love the business. I do love selling vinyl. I do love vinyl itself. And of course, I do love music. So it's perfect for me. And again, if you need any help, just reach out to me anytime you want, folks. This is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in Toronto. Over and out, and keep collecting those vinyl records. Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. I hope that you're all doing fantastic out there and hope that everything is good, you're healthy, you're safe. You know, we live in a crazy world now, don't we? Like it's, there's a lot going on in this crazy, different parts of the world are having different problems and, you know, people are getting more anxiety and worried and wondering when things will ever get better. But no, I'm going to tell you something, guys. It was a crazy world in 2010 and in 2000 and in 1970s and the 1980s and the 1950s. So nothing has really changed. It's still a crazy, crazy world. It's just different crazy things than what happened in the different decades. So you know, when you hear, you know, the world is just, you know, upside down and, you know, we have lots of problems and pollution and overpopulation and diseases. Well, you know what? We had those in 1950 as well, too, in the early 60s and 70s. So don't be too hung up on what they tell you in the media sometimes, because it's just nothing much has really changed. Yeah, so we do have problems, but, you know, it's a different set of problems, maybe a little bit more serious than they were before, maybe not, you know, I don't know. It's a matter of opinion, I guess. However, it's good that we still have vinyl records, don't we? That we can flip on our record player and put on an early's Rubber Soul. Isn't Rubber Soul a great record? Oh my God, I listened to it the other day, and it's just a fantastic piece of music. You know, it's when not only the Beatles, but a lot of bands went folky, you know, and folk music became the thing, and all because of Rubber Soul, in my opinion. But it's just a fantastic album, and I I love it. But, you know, it was, you know, it kind of solves when you put on a vinyl record, it kind of soothes your aches and pains and your anxiety and your worries. And, you know, it's much more better than that little compact record that you could put in your CD player or a download from somewhere, you know. So that's what this podcast is all about. And I thank you for listening. This is all about vinyl records. And I just want to thank everybody out there because we are number 3 on the best of all podcasts of all vinyl record podcasts. And I am very thankful to you all for that, because it's, if it wasn't for your listeners, I wouldn't have had that ranking. You know, I've always given advice to you. You know, I've done a couple hundred episodes. I don't keep track of it, but I've done a couple hundred episodes telling of my experiences with vinyl records, what you can do with vinyl and sell them and collect. And, you know, I've given you advice over the last few years, and I've been more than happy to do so. It's my honor to be here and to talk about my love of vinyl records, and I hope that you have a love of vinyl records too. So thank you, everybody. And, you know, for those of you that shop on my sites of Etsy, Power Records on Etsy, Power Records on Amazon, Power Records on eBay, if ever you want to buy a record from there and you do listen to this podcast, just fire me an email and we'll super discount it for you because you are a listener. Absolutely, I will do that for you, for all my listeners of this podcast, and vinyl lovers, of course. So people have been emailing me, asking me about drop shipping. In other words, opening up a business and making your vinyl business total drop shipping. Well, would I advise you to do so? Probably not. No, I don't advise you to do so. Unless the criteria is that your person that's supplying the vinyl with you is known to you, you know, and has super good feedback. And I mean in the thousands. And that is friendly with you, because a lot of sellers, if they know that you're a drop shippering of vinyl records, they will cut you off. They're, for some reason, they think that you're invading their territory and you're taking away sales from them by doing so. I really can't understand it, but a lot of sellers, knowing that you drop ship, will not sell to you. So, for instance, on Discogs, your PayPal address has to match your address of the record you're selling or sending the record to. It has to match from some sellers. They may demand this. And if you don't, they will not sell to you. It's just one of their seller demands, expectations, whatever you want to call them, that is on their sites. You'll see that. So yes, you can drop ship, but you need to have a good rapport with your counterpart. It has to be somebody that you've bought from before and that you have clear communication with. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, have only 23, 25 ratings, and it takes forever for them to ship a record. And you really can't afford that, can you, for your customers? And they may not have good quality records, and then you'll get records back because you never see them. You rely on somebody else to send the record for you, and lo and behold, it's not the record quality that you were looking for. So beware when you think of opening up your business and you are going to drop ship. Yes, it's a good idea, unless you're very familiar with the seller and you know 100% that you're going to get the record on time, quality, and you know, it's a good price as well, of course, too. So just be careful with that. It's the same thing, I guess, with any drop shipping business. It doesn't have to be records. You really have to get to know your supplier. If you don't, then you could lose tons and tons of customers and money, and you'd want to do that, of course. So just be aware of that too. If you sell on Amazon, they have some new policies that the A to Z guarantee that you must be aware of. For instance, if and I'm trying to say this to you because I really am upset with them, with Amazon and the way they're handling sellers. But you know, again, it's you're on their turf, so it's very difficult. So an A to Z guarantee is somebody you can claim that if you don't receive your product, and Amazon will give you 100% of your money back, even though you do supply a tracking number. It's really weird. And for instance, I had a lady in Virginia, in Texas, that received or I shipped a record to, and it was a Lionel Richie record, and they claimed that they never received it. And so I sent them my tracking number, and a tracking number says it was delivered to the door, exact same address, exact same postal code, but they claimed they didn't receive it. So they put an A to Z guarantee claim in, and lo and behold, the ANZ claim went through, and Amazon paid them back, and I was out $31, even though they probably received it. When I called Amazon and let them know, hey, listen, buddy, what can I do here? They received the record according to the tracking. USPS is usually pretty good. Well, they wanted a picture. Well, USPS doesn't take pictures. Amazon does, but not USPS. And here we go. Amazon wants to use their delivery systems, which they offer, which offer photographs as well, too. So, you know, there's a little bit of a tie-in there, I guess, to make sure that they use their service. However, something I wanted to make you aware of, that, you know, you may be out of money and there's really nothing you can do about it. If you ship a customer a product, they did receive it, and they claim they don't receive it, you're going to be out of money, because the Amazon folks will side with the customer 100% of the time. So just be aware of that. You could fight the case, but 9 times out of 10, you will lose the case. So I just wanted to let you know that. So guys, don't forget about my offer. If you want to buy anything from any of my stores, the eBay stores, the Amazon, the Etsy stores, at Power Records, just fire me an email at JLCARONE, and I'd be happy to help you out and give you a much, much discounted on special spring price. How's that sound? Anyways, guys, over and out. We'll talk to you soon, and keep collecting those vinyl records.